Now time for a locker room chat. I'm here with Moorhill Hill Mounts head football coach Zach Fredrickson after their 54-14 road win at Oskaloosa. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the win. Your overall thoughts on the contest?
You know, I thought we played pretty well. We were pretty physical all across the board. So, and we executed pretty well on both sides of the ball. So I'll take it, but we definitely learned a lot, and I think we got better from it.
Absolutely. And Mark Harris, your guys' senior quarterback, he ended up going 10 of 22, 201 yards, and he found the end zone twice over the air, added a 49-yard touchdown with his legs. Your thoughts on his performance?
Yeah, I think Mark played very well. You know, he has a whole new set of receivers this year, so pretty good game finding their rhythm together. And I mean, he made some pretty great plays out there, especially on that run. Ball was on the ground at one point on that touchdown run.
And also on the ground, Thomas Shee, I mean, he is just a wrecking ball. 17 carries, 146 yards, 3 touchdowns with his legs. Unbelievable performance from him. What'd you think about him?
Oh, I mean, it was awesome. I definitely, you know, I knew him as a player, so I wanted to make sure I added plays in for him. And those big guys up front paved the way. And, I mean, he followed it. He ran hard, so I was very happy with the guys up front and him. They played hard.
Yeah, they certainly did. And one thing that was really great about your guys' win this past Friday was your ability to spread the ball out. 7 different receivers had a catch in this one. Tell us about your receivers and why you use so many guys for that, and you just have so many great players.
So, I mean, we got a bunch of new guys, a bunch of young guys, and, I mean, they're all pretty athletic, and we're all about reading the defense and not really, you know, having a set guy to go to. So Mark did a great job spreading it out and, you know, not being predictable.
With Coach Fredrickson here from Moorhill Mount. And you guys have Jackson Heights coming to town. Caleb Wick, the head coach, they won 61-7 against Horton. Tell us what you know about the Cobras.
Yeah, I mean, we've been watching film all week, and, you know, they've got some pretty tough kids, good athletes, so I mean, I think it's going to be a very good game, physical game, and, I mean, we're looking forward to hosting them here at Moorhill on Friday.
Yeah, certainly. This is a very good team, well-coached, and they have a lot of weapons that they can use as well. Tell us how you're planning on stopping this very elusive, very fast, hard-nosed offense that put up a 60-burger last week.
I mean, our big key this week is just be more physical. Those guys, they're, you know, physical, hard-hitting dudes, and, I mean, we got to win it up front this week. That's the main key there.
So we're kind of really getting into the thick of the schedule here as we have some more of these league games played. Tell us why this one is so important here this early on in the season.
Yeah, it's a big game. You know, every week matters, but, you know, to start the season out potentially 2-0 is big for our guys, big for our program, and, you know, it's a huge game in the league, so we're looking forward to it, and we're ready to go on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys have a couple of home matchups on the docket here with this week and then next week. Tell us what having that home crowd behind you really means to getting off on the right foot in the first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, we have a great fans here at Moorhill. A lot of people come out from the community, and, you know, it's an exciting environment, so It's a key thing to play at home. I mean, our guys love it, and it's just a good advantage here.
Yeah, it certainly is, and can't wait for see how that all shapes out. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Look forward to talking to you again next week, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
That was MHMA's head football coach, Zach Fredrickson, here on Locker Room Chat. It's brought to you by Amber Well Health.